Let's receive God's servant tonight.
Be upstanding, everybody. Lift your hands. That's why he made them male and female. The female talk is a bit different from the man talk. Right? The female talk has a lot of ingredients. Crayfish and all of that.
And drama.
And drama. Very dramatic. Now lift your hands and thank the Lord for that word. Thank the Lord for that word. Thank the Lord for what you received. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Father, we give you the adoration. We worship you, we honor you. In Jesus' precious name. Can you see the reality of curses in the Bible? Anybody who gives his child, daughter to Benjamin to marry, is under a curse. The Benjamite girls or sons will be going up and down wondering why they are not getting married. And then generational curse is hanging. That's how the cases of some people are. But they shall be broken. The other side that got to me is the area where the men are just hanging, waiting for a girl that is ready-made. You know, about 28 years ago, this church is 29 years this year. 28 years ago, that is, when we're 1 year, one of the young men then came to meet me. I said, how about marriage? I won't call his name because some people here may know. He said, you see, all these girls are looking stranded, looking for who to marry them, and handle their house rent and all these things. Doesn't like all those kind of girls. I said, what type do you like? He said, he likes one that is fully established. Has a car. Good job. He's doing very well. Eh? That can take care of him. So I looked at him. I said, look at you. You don't want it the other way. But you want it this other way. Another number of circumstances, the husband is the one that is taking care of the wife. But you now want the woman to take care of you. Is that not you? Uselessness confirmed. Please be careful when you see. And then women, I don't know what is wrong with their head. I don't know what is wrong. I'm so sorry, with all due respect. It's the person that deceived them that they like. Their head is a challenge. The person that deceived them the most. Are you hearing me outside there? It's you I'm talking to. You better wake up. Dr. Mr. Nenche said, they say love is blind, but marriage will cure the blindness. Marriage is an eye opener. When you get married, that is when you is this how this man is? So you better wake up now. And then be careful about the talk of men. Women, be careful. There is something the words of men do to the brain of women. Women are moved by what they hear. Men are moved by what they see. That is why women use their appearance to destroy men a lot. Because the sight, the eyes of men, from childhood, their eyes, is a challenge. And for women, they are hearing. Say, you know, I just wanted to let you know, since I've been moving, I haven't seen a girl like this.
They say, oh.
Ha ha ha. He said, I can tell you, I can sell my last shoe. My last shoe to take care of you. So thank you, sir. He has not given you 1 naira yet, too. He's saying that so you can bring more money. He said, so sorry. So what was the bill of that thing again you talk about? He says, just 30,000. Take. See, that's why I love you. That is why I love you. And I will love you again and again. Oh. Pure deception. Uselessness confirmed. I want to tell men, please wake up. One of the greatest challenges we have today are where girls are so hardworking. He's going for another degree. He's going for another master's. He's doing this and doing that. And then the men are just there. This girl that is so hardworking and all the guys coming to her are middle-level people. Went to school, secondary school, went to OMD or something, he stopped there. And then he sees this girl who struggled red law, got masters. Please, let's wake up. I am a man. At times, some young men used to fall our hand. Are you following what I'm saying? The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Father, I ask that you breathe upon this word and let not one person remain the same in Jesus' name. Take your seat very quickly. For the sake of completion, I am going to say the other side of the message that Dr. Mr. Nenche had just preached. We have not compared notes, but she has said many other things that I would have said. And we are going to do a follow-up of this meeting because this summit came as a very serious burden on my heart. While I prayed, Lord, what do we do about your daughters, your sons? But the major challenge is the young ladies, about marital issues. And then just spelled out to me what to do. So I'm very excited at this meeting. I'm excited because a major need is about to be met. A major answer is about to be produced. And a major solution is about to be offered. The years of reproach in your life are over forever. The years of people asking you, where is your God? Those days are over forever. The years where they say, you're going to church, you are not yet married. Those days are over forever. If you are a believer, shout the Lord and say, amen. I wish somebody can jump up and rejoice even for 1 minute. And just celebrate the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. What about those outside? What about those outside? Celebrate the King, celebrate the Lord of Lords. Celebrate the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I need the lights everywhere. Everywhere. Celebrate the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. They are here that I am. A change of story is here. 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 Okay, turn on your lights. Turn on your lights. Your light has come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you. I saw some people already on their lights inside here. Those in the overflow outside, the main place outside. Just on your light to believe that light has come. On it well. Those are the far back and the far back. On your lights, everywhere, inside, outside. Light has come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Give the Lord a shout of victory. A louder shout of victory. A louder shout of victory. A louder shout of victory. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. Thank you, Elion. In the name of Jesus. Now, before you sit down, help me shake 7 hands and tell them congratulations. Congratulations, congratulations. Congratulate them ahead of time. Congratulations for your wedding in view. Are you hearing me? Congratulations for your wedding in view. Congratulations for your marriage in view. It's a prophetic action. Congratulations for your forthcoming wedding. Congratulations for your forthcoming marriage. Are you doing it well at all? Do
it with faith. Do it with audacity. Congratulations for your forthcoming settlement. Congratulations for your forthcoming marriage. Congratulations for your forthcoming wedding. Congratulations.
You know what we are going to do very soon? Very soon we are in this meeting, we are going to have wedding reception. Everybody will come dressed as if they came for a wedding. Alright? Dressed, suited, and dressed sharply. And then we'll have a reception. And everybody is just moving around the table. What's happening? Congratulations. Welcome to my wedding reception. It's a prophetic action. And it shall produce drastic results. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Please be seated. Woo! And in the next one, which is coming very, very soon, I'd like you to invite all your unbeliever friends. We're also going to make it an outreach. I'm sure you invited some people today. So, this meeting will be heavily instruction-based. All I plead with you is for us to walk the instruction. Just walk the instruction. Instruction terminates frustration. Let's walk the instruction. So, tonight I will speak quickly on the subject of covenant secrets of marital settlement. Covenant secrets. Every time you hear the word covenant, it means this is what you do if you want God to do this. That is covenant. This is what man does for God to do this. Exodus chapter 23 and in verse 25, he said, you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water. And I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. There shall nothing cast their young nor be barren in thy land. The number of your days shall be fulfilled. If he says nobody shall be barren, it means you people shall be married. Isn't it? Because marriage happens, fruitfulness happens in the context of marriage. He's kept the marriage straight and went straight to fruitfulness, which means marriage is not going to be a struggle. Do you understand what I'm saying now? Marriage is not permitted to be a struggle. If he said, all right, I'm just rushing. And so, our objective tonight is to understand personal responsibilities for marital settlement. What responsibility should I accept? What do I do? By way of introduction, I just told you that marriage, getting married, is not designed to be a struggle. It's not designed to be a struggle. You shall serve the Lord your God. He shall bless your bread and your water. He shall take away sickness from the midst of you. He shall help you so that you get married. Is that inside? Skip that one. There shall nothing cast their young, no miscarriage, no barrenness. The number of your days are fulfilled. That is, concerning getting married and getting settled, that is not to be an issue. Take your seat. I want to do a knockout on your brain. That which makes the devil, every time that makes you think marriage and think difficulty, and think challenge, and think impossibility. I want us to do that knockout first. That in the scheme of things, in your service of God, in your relationship with God, getting married was not identified as one of the things that should be an issue that needs tackling. Now, if I will say that further to you, Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. Bible said, and so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created him, male and female created in them. Not male and male. Not female and female. So that knocks out homosexuality and knocks out lesbianism. Male and female. If there is ever a male, there is a female for the male. If there is a female, there is a male for the female. It's not male, male, female. Male, hidden. Female, female, male. So if it was male, male, female, then it means that there will be a male that will not have a wife. Because the other male pick the wife that is available. Male, male, and female, made hidden. Is that what he said? Because if it is male, male, and female, there is one female short. If it is male, female, and female, made hidden, it means there is a female who should lack husband. But it is male and female. So if you are ever a female, God scheduled a male. And if you are ever a male, God scheduled a female. Somebody say loud amen. Isaiah chapter 34 verse 16. Isaiah 34 and in verse 16 he said, seek ye out of the book of the Lord and read. No one of these shall fail. None shall want her mate. For my mouth it has commanded, and his spirit has gathered them. None shall want her mate. No one is permitted to be lacking in mate. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! In the name of Jesus, you shall not lack your mate. I said you shall not lack your mate. Before this year is over, your marital settlement is confirmed. After this program is over, you are walking into your marital proposal. You are walking into your marital proposal. Not like other ones that broke before. You are walking into the proposal that will lead into marriage. If you believe it, say a loud amen. Help out there. Give the Lord a praise and take your seat. Sorry. People falling under the anointing was not the intention of this. But if it happened, no challenge. You shall not want your mate. So I want you to be at the end of this particular session, be convinced that getting married is not an issue. Now look at Proverbs 18, verse 22. He said, he that findeth, whoso findeth a wife, findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor of the Lord. Two things are established there. First, wife or husband is a good thing. Second, wife or husband can happen by favor. The favor of the Lord on you helps you to get married. Am I communicating myself? Let me start with the second one, the favor. Psalm 5 and in verse 12. He said, thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. The person who knows the Lord has the blessing. He said, with favor, you will compass him about as with a shield. So if it takes favor to get married, and favor is already around you like a shield, then who born devil that wants to deny you of getting married? The devil. If the devil can't stop your favor, he can't stop your marriage. And favor is wired into our spiritual package. With favor will you compass the righteous about as with a shield. I stand here today to declare, every spell of disfavor in your life is broken. Every spell of disfavor, every spell of rejection on your life preventing you or your loved ones from getting settled, that spell is broken. In the name of Jesus. Look at somebody and say, I have favor. I believe in God. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And because of Christ Jesus and his righteousness, I am surrounded with favor. And because I have favor, I can't lack marital settlement. Take your seat in the Lord. Now, so everything answers to faith. So we start from there. The first one we said was that wife or husband is a good thing. Is that agreed? Okay, look at Psalm 84, verse 11. Look at what it said. It said, Psalm 84, verse 11. The Lord God is a sword and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. What? What is a good thing? If you are a girl, say husband. And if you are a boy, say wife. What is a good thing? Boy, did you say wife? What is a good thing? Good. He said, if wife is a good thing and a husband is a good thing, he said, no good thing. So let's replace it now. The Lord God is a son and sheep. The Lord will give grace and glory. No wife will he withhold. There is nothing. God is not planning to keep wife from you. He's not planning to hold husband back from you. And I speak it to somebody here. Every devil that is holding back your wife, that devil is arrested and sent to hell. Every devil that is holding back your husband, that devil is arrested and sent to hell. Every devil that is holding back your wife, that devil is arrested and sent back to hell. Every devil that is holding back your husband, that devil is arrested and sent back to hell. Say after me, God is not holding back wife from me. Correct. And so say again, and so every devil holding back my spouse, today I break your hand. Lose him. Lose her. Let them go. No. Lose her for me. Lose him for me. Lose them for me. No. In the name of Jesus. Lose him. Lose her. In the name of Jesus. This is revolutionary. This is revolutionary. This is revolutionary. Finds a good thing. Finds a wife. Finds a good thing. And no good thing will he return. Now take your seat. The counterpart of that scripture is Matthew chapter 7 verse 11. Read it and let's read it together. One to go. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give? That is the question, mathematics question. How much more will your Father in heaven give good wife, good husband, to them that ask him? Give good wife, give good husband to them that ask him. Have you been asking God and you are still single? That devil is a liar. Lift your hands and say, Father, I ask for my good thing, my good wife, good husband. I ask from you and I receive from your hands now. Somebody give the Lord a 30 seconds shout of victory. 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 I I did not struggle to be married. I didn't pray for wife twice. I didn't approach two people in the world on the matter of marriage. The one that I was shown is the one that I'm married to today. I am not telling you to brag. I am telling you to say, I am the children that the Lord has given unto me. We are for signs and we are for wonders. It is like priests, like people. The oil on the priest flows on the people. I declare the release of that same grace, that same mantle, that same help on your life. The days of struggle to be married are over. In the name of Jesus. So for the second time, you will help me walk to seven people. Tell them, I heard your wedding is coming. Congratulations. If you are already married, don't say it to me, so that you don't marry a second time. But female, there is a female for me who is a male. I am not struggling. I'm serving the Lord. He didn't even mention wife or husband as part of those things. And it's a good thing. He won't withhold it from me. Use it to wash your mind. Once that limitation ends from your mind, something will break from around your life. And then a pull will begin to happen that will pull the right person in your direction. We live in a spiritual world. Your emotion carry presence. Are you hearing what I'm saying? How you feel inside has a presence. It has a limiting presence around you or an empowering presence, depending on what you feel. It's creating circumstances around you where you feel, I can't get married. It just creates the same thing around you and it's not happening. But today, there is a change. Listen to me. If I be a man of God, see, some of you after today, it shall be the problem of choice, the problem of decision. Who should I choose among these three people, among these five people, among these seven people? Who is the right person? It shall be the problem of choice. It shall be the problem of who among them. You believe it, shout the Lord and say amen. Look at your number. Say, I'll need you to pray along with me. I don't want to be confused because I need to choose the right person. You know why this is necessary? The Bible says, declare thou that thou may be justified. As you have spoken in my ears, so will I do it. So tell somebody, say, I would like you to pray along with me. So many marital open doors, I need to know the right one.
Give the Lord a praise. Take your seat now.
I hope our locations are connected, right? Very important. This is a global message. People have traveled from outside the country to be here for this program. Is there anybody within here now who traveled from outside Abuja to be here? Yes, that's right. Somebody who is based in Canada sent a message of presence in this meeting. I see the hands everywhere. Now, let's go. What are now the covenant secrets? What responsibility that you must take seriously? I am not talking to unbeliever world. For the unbeliever man or woman or the normal person, you can just find anybody on the road or somebody can just link you with somebody. I'm not talking to an unbeliever. I'm talking to Christians trusting God for godly kingdom home. Right? You know the number of women that can follow their husband to Pakistan? I'm sure you know. One woman told me today, said, the only person I'm pitying is mommy. It's a woman who told me today. The only person I'm pitying is mommy. You will be going at ruggedly and she will just be following you behind. Just be going. She said, if it is some of us, you say, sir, see you when you come back. He said, sir, the Lord go with you. And we shall be praying for you from home. See you when you come back. Yes, sir. With all humility, size inside. Size plenty. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We know that the Lord will go with you. Nothing can happen. We will celebrate it with you when you come back. But for me to follow you, for where? You understand? So I'm talking of kingdom. I'm talking of homes, marriages that are a threat to Satan, that have a mission on the earth. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about just finding, am I married? No. I'm not talking of ceremony marriage or ceremonial marriage. So that nobody will say, oh, he said that before people can marry, they should do this. All the people who marry, did they do that? So I'm not talking to the world. Am I communicating? Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Now, number one, child of God, seek God with passion. You want that quality home, godly home, kingdom home, devil-threatening home. Seek God with passion. Be real with God. Be real in your relationship with God. Let everyone who know you know that this one is a Christian. Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Don't be hanky-panky with God. Don't be double-faced. Don't be hypocritical. Be real. Be passionate. Love God above everything, including above marriage. It's a tough one, isn't it? Love God above everything, including above marriage. I'm aware that my wife loves God more than she loves me. I'm aware. I'm her witness. And I'm okay with it. And she knows that I love God more than myself. More than my own self. I will do for God what I won't do for myself. I will spend resources for God and for his cause. What I won't spend for myself. My wife said, change my phone. I said, change. I don't like changing of phone. So this one is outdated. This is iPhone. So I said, okay, don't keep following them then. iPhone 1, iPhone 2, iPhone 10, iPhone 100. When will it end? This one is, what's the price of this one? 1 million. I don't have the time. I don't even have the time to start learning the new phone. I don't have that time. That's the truth. So I'm learning the features. But on the spot now, I can sign a check. Plenty zeros at the back. That is for kingdom. That is for crusade. That is for this and for that. Say, well, I'm traveling. What can I buy for you? Which cloth? I say, I don't have need for nothing. Do you understand? Come to a point where God knows that you love him more than you love the things that others love, including husband, including wife. When you are at such a point, he said, and all these things shall be added unto you. Beloved brothers and sisters, for those of you who want to marry the man who loves God. If he doesn't love God, he won't love you. He will kick you out without qualms. He doesn't love God. He doesn't fear God. He won't fear you. He won't love. He won't respect your mother. He won't respect your father. It is a risk to marry a man or a woman who doesn't value God above you. Because it's that love of God that will make him not to hurt you. It's that fear of God that will make him not to be brutal against you. Check that out. Love for God. Love God. Number one, seek God with passion. Number two, be donated to kingdom service. Be donated. Talking about the service of your father. Exodus 23:25. You shall love the Lord your God. You shall serve the Lord your God. Serve. And he shall bless your bread and your water. He shall take sickness away from you. There shall nothing cast there. No miscarriage, no barrenness. That is, I guarantee your marriage. Do you know that it was in the service of her father that Rebecca, carrying her father's animals to the watering, that she met. Please don't be disturbed by movement of chair. Chair cannot marry you. I'm talking to people here who are looking that side. Stay here. Hallelujah. It was in the course of serving her father that Rebecca, Genesis 24, met with the person that was the link to Isaac, her husband. It was in the course of serving their father that the daughters of Jethro, in Exodus chapter 2, I believe from verse 19, that they met Moses, who became the husband of one of them, serving their father. But this is more exciting to me. It was in the course of the service of her father, Rachel. Rachel was carrying the flock of her father in Genesis chapter 29, I think it was in verse 9, that she met. While they yet spake with them, Rachel came with her father's sheep, for she kept them. And Jacob met her, fell in love with her, and started crying. Do you know that I just began to think, when they came home, Jacob said, no, the firstborn marries first. Rachel is second. Marry Leah. Why was Leah not in the service? It wasn't Leah that carried the sheep. It was not Jacob's fault after all. It was the one that was serving that he saw and that he fell in love with. If the junior does not accept responsibility, if the senior does not accept responsibility, the senior may not see possibility. If the senior does not accept responsibility, the senior may end as a liability. It's not your age in church. It's not your age physically. What is the level to which you are serving your father? I met my wife, and she met me in the course of the service of my father. Am I communicating at all? This is very, very important. And for some of us, you are saying, I am already serving God. Maybe God may show you more acceptable ways of service, or additional service he wants you to do, or how he wants you to go about the service. But it's not possible to be in his service and not be rewarded with one of his good sons, one of his quality daughters, to help you to serve better. Be donated to the service of the Father. Number three, possess the picture of a purposeful, godly kingdom marriage. Let that picture fill your mind. Purposeful, godly kingdom marriage. What is that saying to you? Refuse ceremonial marriage. That is married, ceremonial, ordinary marriage. This is my husband, this is my wife. Nothing more. Only for the gratification of the flesh and the production of children. Nothing beyond such a vision. So that everybody can know I am Mrs. So that they can see wedding ring on my finger. Just go far beyond such a mundane vision. What would be the implication of your marriage to the kingdom? What is your vision? What is your kingdom vision for your marital life? I'm not saying you are to be a pastor. I'm not saying you are to be an evangelist. But you are. What is in your mind? Beyond, let nobody say I'm still single. Beyond, let me not burn in the flesh and fall into sin. Beyond, let me have children also. Beyond that, what else is your vision? God gave Adam a wife because he had given him a work. He didn't give Adam a wife because Adam was seeing all the animals with mate and he didn't have. So he went to God and said, I saw dog, I saw doggess. I saw lion, I saw lioness. I saw goat, I saw goatess. Where is Mrs. Adam? That was not what pushed Adam. God gave Adam work, then he gave Adam wife. If it is something that has not crossed your mind, I like it to cross, and I like you to settle it with God. If God give you a husband, what will you do with that husband where the kingdom is concerned? If God gave you a wife, what will you do with that wife where the kingdom is concerned? I like you to shift level. Everything about my life and destiny was sorted between me and God before wife became a subject. Everything. What to do with life. Where I am headed. Wife only became a portion of the vision. That is a complement to ensure that the vision and the assignment that was given be fulfilled. Wife was not separate from the calling. It wasn't separate from the vision. It was not separate from what to do with life. I have a ministry and I have a wife. No. I have a ministry and I have a marriage. No, marriage was ministry. Ministry was inside. The marriage and ministry were one. Like I said, it's not that you have to be a pastor. No, we all cannot be pastors. But as a businessman, as a political person, who is a kingdom person? What is your kingdom vision? And what is the purpose of that marriage within that vision? Settle it. And while I was preparing for this meeting, God gave me the necessity for an immediate follow-up meeting, which I will tell you about just now. You know how our schedule is, right? But this is so important
that the time had to be created for it and created again. You know?
Listen. For as long as Sarah, please take your seat, God bless you. As long as Hannah was looking for child so she can be like other women, she continued to look for child without solution. But the moment that child became a vision for the kingdom, Lord, give me a child and I'll give you a prophet. That was the end of that frustration. When we can come before God and say, look, Lord, I'm not just... I'm so sorry for trying to marry for normal marriage purpose. Now, I want you to understand this kingdom dimension. In fact, you let me know what you want my marriage to represent in your kingdom. And then you run with that. And you have that picture. You see yourself and your husband. You are not the one doing the crusade, but you are the crusade field. Right? You are setting the platform. Setting the platform means, the other day somebody said, he came with his wife, went on his knees, and he said, I've been hearing about what God is doing in various crusades, and I want to be a part of it. I hear that there are some more crusades in Nigeria, within Nigeria, in the month of June, like Kebbi and Gombe. I think I want to choose the Kebbi one. And I'm dropped money. 50 million, 60 million, 70 million. How many million? He dropped money. She said, I just wanted to let him. He came with his wife. They went on their knees. That is a couple that are not just earthly, just normally married, but kingdom-minded. Doing kingdom assignment. I prayed, laid hands on them. Get a normal, natural wife. And they say, I want to give 5 million to the kingdom. We say, to who? She will bring you a list of 10 million. So finish with this list first. And she knows you don't have the money. Hinder you to a standstill. And vice versa. So you marry a husband that is a house band. He banned you. It's a rubber band around the house. You're unable to fulfill destiny. So it is very, very important to shift from ceremonial reason to marry into peace. Now that will break the back of the devil and allow God to step in with you in a hurry. Number 4. So I've told you about Hannah. That was 1 Samuel chapter 1 and verse 11. And in Genesis 13, from verse 13 to verse 15, he said, as far as your eyes can see, lift up your eyes. All the land which thou seest, today will I give you. I saw a vision. I saw a picture of my marriage. How it should be. Before I stepped into marriage, it was clear to me how it should be, how it should flow, how it should run. Very, very clear. That was what I went to God with. And I speak to somebody here, it shall be clear to you. You see, what you cannot define, you cannot find. So it's important to define it. What you cannot define, you cannot discover. If the kingdom picture is not in your mind, the kingdom vision is not in your mind, every woman looks like a wife to you. And every man looks like a husband to you. Until it is clear to you. That's why people enter into relationships and less than 1 week they start regretting. Because there was not a clarity of definition. Very, very important. Number 4. Entrust your future into the hands of God. And because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. And because
And he holds my future. My life is worth I live in just because he
entrust your future into the hands of God. Don't live with panic. Panic is, supposing what they say comes to pass. They say, I will marry. Job 3:25 said, the thing I feared came. Don't live in panic. Entrust your future. In 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 12, 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 12, Paul the apostle said, for the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not be ashamed. Somebody here, you will never be ashamed. You will never be ashamed. I said you will never be ashamed. If that is a revelation word to you, shout the loudest amen. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed. I know God. I know the God I'm believing. I believe. I am not serving God for nothing. I am not wasting my time. I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him. He's able to keep your future. You will keep your, he will not mismanage your destiny. Your marital future, your marital destiny will not be mismanaged. Father, the matter of my marriage, the matter of my future, the matter of my destiny, I put in your hands. And because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. And because I know, he holds my future. You know what somebody just sent to me as a message? Daddy, please, this hot message you are preaching for the singles now, how about those of us that made fatal mistake in choosing the wrong spouse and we are now suffering in miserable marriages? What do we do? That is underscoring the fact of what I just said. You will not miss it. You will not miss it. You will not miss it. In the name of Jesus. That leads us to the next point. So, you have trusted and trusted your future. Lord, this is in your hands. Not in my hands anymore. Number five. After you entrust your future, number five, trust him for direction and guidance. Trust him for direction and guidance. Let him direct your path to the right person. I'm sure you know you cannot marry just anybody. Not that they are bad people. For example, if you marry a woman that talks 10 words per second, and you yourself, you talk 5 words per second, you know it's World War III. You say one, she said two. Because she's talking 10 per second, you talk 5 per second. That woman may be possible for somebody else who is calmer. Do you understand? Who is not talking as frequent? Who can have a temperament and an accommodation that can gently correct her? But not for you. Boom, boom. Are you following what I'm saying? So it's not as if people are bad people. It's just that for your person, for the composition of your emotion, for the combination of your temperament, for the accommodation of your personality, that person may not fit in. You trust God to guide you. You trust God. People say, he that findeth a wife, findeth a good soul. Go and look and find. Just go and pick one. Oh, not so. Not so. If the Bible says the steps of a good man are ordered, Psalm 37 verse 23, there is a mystery of a divinely ordered step. The mystery. He said in Proverbs 3 verse 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your path. Do you have the pidgin English of this? I have not read it, but it looks like it will sound interesting. Do you have it in the system here? Yes, no. Make you trust in God with all your heart. Make you not rely on waiting you think, say you know. Make you remember God in everything where you do. And he will show you the right way. It's very simple. Don't rely on the thing where you think you know. The person you are seeing now, there is more to the person than you know. Human heart deep, oh. Deep. What you see is container. There is content. What you see is the moment. There is the future. There are people who are good now, but just 1 year later, 1 month later, you are shocked. That is why God must help. Because he's a human being, sees after the outward. The girl is fine. The guy is loaded. Okay. Hallelujah. You will not miss it. If God has helped us not to miss it, he will help you not to miss it. If it is tomorrow for you to miss it today, God will show you something. God will show you something. God will show you a sign. He will make it clear to you. You believe that? Say louder, amen. Please take your seat. Is anybody getting anything out of here at all? Sing that song again. Okay. Come on.
Because he lives, all fear is gone. And because I know what he holds, my future now is what I live in, just because.
Thank you, Master. He will show you. He will lead you. He will guide you. Number 6, trust God to reveal any limitations. Dr. Miss Enenke was talking in that line. Any limitations or character defect in your life that may have been a hindrance. Trust God to reveal any limitations, as it were, ancestral curses, witchcraft curse, soulish prayers, issues of what she just talked about, blood covenants and all those kind of things, any limitations or character defects that may have been a hindrance. For some people, there is just that hindrance that must be revealed. Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 3, the Bible said, the secret things belong to God, but the things that are revealed belong to us and to our children. So, No, that's of Deuteronomy 29:29. All right. Jeremiah 33:33. So write both references. Deuteronomy 29:29 and Jeremiah 33:3. Call unto me and I'll answer you and show you great and mighty things which you knew not. So there are things you may not know. The way you talk. A lady told me a pathetic story. A young man. They were in a relationship. And while they were in the car, the man was driving. I don't know where. Okay, the woman was driving. The man was in the car. There was a little argument in the car. And the girl lost temper on the steering. Very brutal temper. The man said, I'm sorry. Please slow down. Please stop. When the vehicle stopped, he opened the door. Came out of the car. He never returned back again. That stepping out of the car was the last. I think it was the girl or the man who confessed that this is the fifth time a man is walking out because of temper. Shift. There are things that trouble people, and they thought it was the devil. Temper in a woman, temper in a man. Some arrogance, too proud, can never say sorry. Has an explanation for everything. He said, why did you do this? It's because of what you said. So do you have to say it like this? Oh yes, you know, how you said it was what made me to say it. No, I don't talk like that. To say sorry, there's allergy. To say, you know what, it will happen again. For where? There is that peacockish arrogance. Is there? There are people, it is money. They are in a relationship and money is missing. Either the woman's money is missing or the man's money is missing. I'm saying real things. There are people, the demand is too much. The man is afraid. If we have not married and you are asking for this and that, and I don't do it and it's a problem, then what will happen in the future? There are people, it is family interference. In relationship, the man is depending on what mother and father and people, brother and relation are saying, and vice versa. There are all manner of things that work against people, and people thought it was the devil. These are things I would want you to ask God. There are some of us, it's the way you carry yourself. Somebody is afraid of you. They're just afraid of you. Am I communicating at all? Several things. They see you, they avoid you. So I don't want trouble. I don't want disrespect. And you are such a nice person inside. But how you are outside is like there is a fence around you. This is part of the reason why we are back for a second meeting. Somebody say loud amen. So, please take your seat. So, you are going to ask, trust the Lord to reveal any limitation, any character defect, anything at all that has hindered my life. Show it to me. Pray it desperately. It can come in the course of preaching in the service. And what I'm saying now does not only pertain to marriage. There are people whose ministries cannot exceed a certain level because of certain things in their lives. There are people, even business relationships, they can't go far. Trust God to reveal limitations, character defects. Galatians chapter 4, verse 1 to verse 2. He said, the hair. Now I say to you that the hair, as long as it's a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time. See, now, this is the summary. This guy has a future. This is his inheritance. But he lacks maturity.
is a child. Because he lacks maturity, he is in captivity. He becomes a servant. He differeth not from a servant. And then in captivity, he is in detention. He is kept under tutors. That is what we call delay. The lack of maturity will cause delay. Where character is defective in one way or the other, it will bring delay. It will bring detention of destiny. Destiny detained. So Lord, whatever has detained my life, whatever has kept me in captivity in any realm, show it to me. It may not be character towards men. Maybe character towards God. Maybe behavior towards God. Reveal it to me. I don't want to be in captivity. And I don't want my destiny to be in detention. And today, I decree, God shall reveal to somebody, whatever has detained your life, delayed your destiny, it shall be revealed to you. In Jesus' precious name. Number 7, and then I'll be through, maybe after number 8. Number 7, maintain a godly, loving, lovely, and friendly. Alright. Please let me say it again. Maintain a friendly. Friendly. The emphasis friendly. I've done the godly already. Maintain a friendly, loving, lovely, and lovable disposition. Maintain a friendly, loving, lovely, a lovable disposition. Be such a person. You may not be the friend of everybody, but you must be friendly. You don't have to be a friend to be friendly. Friendliness is a quality of necessity. Friendship is a choice. You can choose who to be a friend with, but you must be friendly with as many people as come your way as possible, because you don't know who is who. Am I communicating? There are people, it was their countenance that drove away the man that wanted to marry them. There are some people, it is the tense nature of their life that frightened the girl that should have said yes. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24. He said, a man that must have friends should show himself friendly. You want to have a friend? You want to have, and your husband is your best friend. Your wife is your best friend. If that is not the case, something is wrong. Must have friends. Must show himself friendly. It is not stupidity to be friendly. Some people say, supposing I'm too friendly and they think I'm trying to make advances. That is stupidity of the devil. So suppose I'm so nice and they think I'm cheap. Do you understand? There is a way some girls tell themselves, just be tough. Let them know you're not cheap. No. I've seen people that are very, very tough, physically looking, that are highly prostitutions. I am people that are easygoing and lovely and jokeful, that are clean and pure and neat, virgins. Am I communicating at all? How did Rebecca get a husband? Friendliness and character. Have I come to that yet? I'm going to come to that. Friendliness. That is that character, of that loving character. Can you give me water to drink? Oh, why not? I'll give you water to drink, sir. And I'll also give your camels. Wow. Are there girls like this?
Moses saw strangers. Some people were looking for their trouble. He fought away those people. Assisted them to water their flock. The Lord bless you. Bye. See you later. He didn't know them from nowhere. How did Joseph's destiny open up? Why are you so sad? Is something wrong? Tell me, man. Calm down. Are we not all in prison? You don't have to be depressed like this. Nothing spoiled. Person died. He cheered them up. That opened his destiny. Please be friendly. Let me talk more to the sisters. Be friendly. Some of us are too tight and too tensed. Maybe because you have experienced delay for a long time. Or maybe some men have jilted you or disappointed you. Tried to take advantage of you. You became close against every man. That is an error. Not every woman is an upper. Not every man is a Judas. No matter who disappointed you, there is one who will not disappoint. And if you, because of the one that disappointed you, close your door to everybody, then you will miss the one that is meant for you. Am I communicating? Hello, sister. Hi. Good day, sir. How are you? Fine. How is everything? Excellent. God is faithful. Oh, wow. Are you in this church? Yes, I am. For how long? More than 15 years now. Really? And I haven't seen you? Really? Where were you looking all this while? You have to throw bombs like that. Don't be overreached. Just throw bombs like that. I'm here. Which department? That is the more reason why you have not been looking all this while. I am in ushering department. How can you be here? You can't see usher. You are not making advances, so you are being real, being jokeful, being liberal. You are not trying to suggest any suggestion. He is the one who asks you questions. Millipede, align with wall to make progress. Sila, I have said something and you didn't hear anything. You just line up with the wall. The guy asks you a question, you download it. If the discussion is going where you don't want, at that point you can smartly summarize. Do you understand? Really? So how do I get to see you again? Oh, we can see in church tomorrow. All right. What time? You give me the time. 4 p.m., 5? All right. So let's meet in Garden 1. I want to know more about you. You really want to know more about me? What's on your mind? Let me know you first. Okay, is this who I am? And then you can. So before you go too far, you can press him now. When did you give your life to Christ? How committed are you to God? What department is your department? What's the longest time you have ever been able to pray in the spirit nonstop? Hey! Now, you were nice initially, but you are not cheap. You are very, very nice, but you are not cheap. You are nice, but you are not wayward. You are nice, but you are not desperate. That is better. Now, hello, sister. Yes. How are you doing? Fine. Are you a member of this church? Why are you asking? That is not... Please,
I'd like you to practice niceness. Just practice it. You see, to be interesting, you must be interested. If you are going to be an interesting personality, be interested in your environment, be interested in people. It takes nothing from you. Smart dressing there. Oh, really? Thank you. Compliment man to man, woman to woman. You can do it. Give a man a compliment if possible. But don't do it excessively so that it doesn't get misinterpreted or whatever. But general rule, please, if you have to practice it, practice niceness. It will open plenty doors. Then God will direct you to the correct one. Then God will help you to make the right decision. Try it for the next 1 week in the place of your work, in the place of your fellowship in church. Whatever is the bottom of your heart, whatever is your pressure, once it comes to human relationship, pack it aside. Take being nice, being friendly, being loving, being lovable as a vision. Telling you what works. It's better to have 7 doors and you are trusting God for one and you are trying to make a choice than to have no doors and you are trusting God to open the doors. Meanwhile, God is sending you. You are a good person, but your outside is too opposite, toxic. Is anybody getting anything at all? I'd like you to help me walk to 3 people. Tell them, good evening, I just wanted to let you know that you are good. Good. I even see some sisters hugging themselves and brothers. Now, wait a minute. If there is anybody you have been eyeing, and you didn't know how to go about it, align with this wall and make progress. Those of you outside, are you hearing me? Stand on your feet and do what I say. Are you hearing me at all? Walk to 7 people. Shake their hands. Tell them, good evening. I just wanted to let you know that you are a good person. Even if he wasn't a good person, say it by faith. Are you still ready? Are you still ready? You will still walk to 7 people. Tell them, I also want to let you know you are nice and smart and sharp too. You are looking nice, looking smart, looking sharp. Hallelujah. Are you ready for this? Now, for the avoidance of challenge, let the men face men now and the women face women to avoid challenge. Just shake the hands of the people now and tell them, I think you will make a good wife, good husband. That's why I say man to man, woman to woman. Good husband. I think you will make a good husband. Hallelujah. I'm sure you saw the reason why I said man to man, woman to woman. Because can you imagine in this place now, all the men went to the women and said, I think you will make a good wife. What is the conclusion? He just proposed.
give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise.
Take your seat. Try your best. Say something nice to someone. Make the effort. Make the effort. Make the effort. Make the effort. To be someone that people want to hang around with. Nicely disposed. Let me round off with a point number 7. Point number 8.
Give the Lord a shout of victory.
So make up your mind to be a good person. Be a nice person. Not a toxic person. Find my wife and my children. Separately interview them. They will tell you that one of the nicest persons, and be modest, that they have ever met in their life. And they want to hang around with. One day, Destiny said, "Daddy, is enough. My stomach is already paining me." Because they were laughing and laughing and laughing. They were on the floor. This one said, "Let's fix a camera somewhere here. So that this extra curricular laugh and realization can be, let this catch, this moment be caught. So that people, because people will never believe if you tell the story." Do you understand what I'm saying? That is as spiritual as this guy is, who just returned back from Pakistan. Making people laugh until they are on the floor. In the house. Not stranger. Do you understand what I'm saying? And what do you want to achieve? To yourself, tensed up, bottled up. That devil is a bastard.
Whatever has put your life under pressure, I declare that pressure is busted right now. I declare that pressure is busted right now.
In Jesus' precious name. Finally, number 8, and then we'll continue when next we come. Don't look too far. Most of your expectations are in your vicinity. Most of your most questions have nearby answers in life. It's a principle. Don't look too far. Do you understand what I'm saying? When Abraham sent Hagar away, and Hagar carried Ishmael, and she was crying out for water to drink. The child was thirsty. God opened her eyes. I believe it was Genesis 21. And there was a nearby well, just by her side. The reason why we haven't seen the answer is because our eyes are closed. You can be standing beside your wife to be, your husband to be, and you are praying and fasting for what is beside you. You even enter the same vehicle to come to church. You are serving in the same department. Shake 7 hands is the first person you shook. Do you understand what I'm saying? In church, video camera is capturing people. The mixer person, the camera fixed on you. Camera fixed on the same person. And they mixed it. And it's not accidental. You know the person. You know each other. You have been hanging around each other. You are praying for God to give him a wife. He is also praying for you, for God to bring a husband for her. You love it. You care for each other like brothers and sisters. And when somebody says, "Why don't you, what about this person?" "Ah, no, that one is like my brother. That one is like a brother to me. That one is like a sister to me." If he's like a brother to you and he's not a brother, who else will care for you and have your interest at heart? Who will not want anybody to hit you? Like the person you think, "This one is like my brother." That's the error most people make. They just marry away. They grew up together, did everything together, This one married here. This one married. When they are married, they are still communicating. How is your home? How is your husband? The husband is maltreating me. What? Nice girl like you? He's a mum. If it's nice, why didn't you marry her? Nice girl like you. I'm just cautioning myself not to talk. You watch with your eyes open until vulture carry the person you nurtured. Did you hear what I just said? You watch with your eyes open until vulture carry the person you nurtured. With your eyes open. You went somewhere and found a stranger. And all of you are stranger to each other. And the person you understood each other very well. Grew up together. Nearby. Prayed together. Didn't sit together. All of you scattered yourself. Tomorrow life is tough. This one is suffering in her husband's house. This one, the wife he married, is rebellious like Lucifer. The person that will submit to you, you allow somebody to pick her. The person that won't argue with you, who won't oppose what you said, who understands you, you understand each other, you scattered yourself because you are looking towards Sokoto for what is inside Sokoto. God never allowed me to make such a mistake. Sister Becky was literally discipled from third year medical school, fourth, fifth, sixth, housemanship, nurtured, discipled. Oh! Do you understand what I'm saying? You are preaching in front of this hostel. She's preaching in front of that hostel. Preaching in the bus. She's preaching in the bus. Respectful. And then you want to now look away from there and be looking for evidence of things that does not exist. That was how God corrected me, because originally I was praying, oh, this girl is such a good girl. God give her such a good husband. My passion was, let somebody not marry her and these evangelistic passions die. And God said, you are the one. You are the one, daughter. Am I communicating? Don't look too far. This is majorly towards the brothers. Because it is hard for a girl to move to a man and ask for a man's hand in marriage. It's majorly the man that does the move. Don't look far. One brother said, okay, sir. Amen. You see, and I see it as the work of the devil. I see it as the work of the devil. What will give you rest? It won't allow you to see it. What will give you peace in the future? You will see it. And what Dr. Mr. Nature preached. Some of us sisters, the young man that is near you now, don't despise them. That one that is of a friend, like, don't despise them. Don't despise them. I didn't have a car when I married. I didn't have a house. But I had a future. I had a destiny. I had a fire. I had a passion. I had a medical certificate, MBBS, qualified, certified. I was starting in my life. Am I communicating? I knew where I was going. And every devil knew where I was going. There were some that married people who were already established. She was breaking out of experience. Some in her shoes married people who were already established. But there's none that is near where she is today in life. Stand up on your feet, everybody. On occasions, God may send somebody from somewhere. That can happen. But look from where you are first. Is that what God told Abraham? From where you are, look. From where you are, let the look start from where you are. Somebody say amen. Now, the reason why I said there is going to be an immediate meeting is because Dr. Mitenenche said many, many things before I came up. But the Lord showed me certain things we are going to deal with. So he wants us to have an immediate follow-up meeting where, first of all, you will settle with you and God your marital vision. What is your kingdom vision? What do you see of a home? If your marriage is not to be a ceremonial marriage, you are going to write them down. Secondly, you are going to write down by faith the date you expect to be married. Say, write the vision. Make it plain that he may run that rhythm. The vision is yet for an appointed time. So you put that time. It can be this year, it can be next year, it can be 3 years, but just say 15th December 2025. 13th March 2026. Whatever. And then we are also going to deal with issues of spirit husband, spirit wife that are demons that hold people down. We are also going to deal with anti-marital spells and ancestral curses. Dr. Misanencha mentioned that. Occultic powers. We are also going to deal with ungodly soul ties. People that you had relationship with in time past, living or dead, but you seem to still be tied to them. Especially when it involves sexual relationship. And your heart is still there. Or somebody, in fact, for some of us, the person has already married. But your heart is still there. It needs to be broken. So we are going to do all of that, all of these things, with a 1 day fast. Brutal fast. Morning till evening. And then we'll return back. Deal with these forces. Break the yoke. I forgot one final one. You will bring a point of contact. Something you will use for the wedding. It's more like a garment of your kind of thing. It may be a pen. This pen, I will use it to sign the wedding register. People can. We gave somebody a pen. We said, take this pen for your wedding. And on the wedding day, she was advanced without her marriage. We said, you are going to marry. Take this pen. You will use it to sign. And she signed with that pen on her wedding day. And so, all this will happen with 1 day fasting. How many of you are ready for all of this? How soon can this be? Like 1 month time? Or 3 months? So, next week Monday. Is there anybody outside that is excited with us? Next week, Monday, we are returning back for Single Settlement Summit Part 2. And because of our experience here and the overflow, we shall be using the main sanctuary so that everybody can be in. And I want you to invite your friends, invite your loved ones. This is the first time we are going to do it, something like this, back to back. And next Monday is public holiday, excellent. This is the first time we are doing something like this, back to back. And once you do what you haven't done before, you get a result you haven't gotten before. If you want, you can dress up like you are going. Well, the one of the wedding reception is coming. It's another schedule. We'll do that one separately. But this is, okay, right. What is your kingdom vision? What do you see in a home? You write down by faith the date you expect to be married. And then we shall be dealing with issues of spiritual husbands, spiritual wives. If you notice that there is any curse in your family, people don't get married or the marriages don't work, you write them down. Spiritual husbands, wives, and marital spouses, curses, ungodly soul tie.
You have a relationship with somebody. He's still in your mind. Maybe he broke your heart. But he's still there. And then, of course, the point of contact for your same marriage and wedding, because it can be both marriage, that's traditional marriage, and church wedding. And then, of course, the one day fast. It is 6 to 6. From 6 a.m., it is after the meeting that you break the fast. Am I communicating? Anybody excited? Say amen. Hallelujah. Well, hold the hand of somebody. Dr. Mr. Rector, you come up here. Hold the hand of somebody by your side and lift up the hands and just begin to appreciate God. Appreciate Him. Honor Him for the word to us tonight. Honor Him, adore Him for the word to us tonight. Honor Him, adore Him for the word to us tonight. Father, we give You the praise. Father, we give You the honor. Father, we give You the adoration. We give You the worship. Go ahead and speak to God. Would you, I need some people on the microphone if you have. In Jesus' precious name, hold the hand and hold it up together and say, Father, we have come before You today. Lord, we ask that You settle Your children in their marital destiny, in their career destiny, and in everything You have in mind for us. Say, Father, we ask that You unsettle everything that has unsettled Your people. Father, we ask that You dismantle the spell of delay. You dismantle the spell of detention in the lives of Your children. Lord, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Pray. In Jesus' precious name, pray the prayer after me and say, Father, help us,
help us
to seek You,
to see You,
seek You,
seek You
with passion,
with passion.
Help me,
help me
to seek You,
to seek You
with passion,
with passion.
Help me, Lord,
help me, Lord,
to be donated,
to be donated
to Your service,
to Your service
in the kingdom,
in the kingdom.
So if you are not involved in kingdom service of any sort, please don't waste time. Let God lead you and guide you. Say, help me.
Help me.
To be donated.
To be donated.
To Your service.
To Your service.
Say, Father.
Father.
Give me.
Give me.
A good picture.
A good picture.
A godly picture.
A godly picture.
For marriage.
For marriage.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Father.
Father.
I hand over.
I hand over.
My future.
My future.
Into Your hand.
Into Your hand.
I shall not live.
I shall not live.
In fear.
In fear.
In panic.
In panic.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Say, Father.
Father.
I trust You.
I trust You.
For direction.
For direction.
I trust You
for guidance.
Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Say, Father,
Father,
I trust You.
I trust You.
Now, please, as we go on, all the points we made, I'd like you to make your own points out of it. For example, the one we're about to ask now, to reveal to you anything in your life. You just, and you come with them for the next meeting. Say, Father,
Father,
I trust You,
I trust
to reveal,
to reveal
any limitation,
any limitation
of character,
of character
in my life,
in my life,
or any other limitation,
any limitation
that has produced,
that produced
delay
in my, life,
in my life.
In the name of Jesus,
Father,
Father,
deliver me,
deliver
from every spell
of unfriendliness.
Help me to maintain a friendly, loving,
lovely,
and lovable disposition.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus. Say, Father,
help me
to see the answers that are nearby, that are around me. Help me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Go ahead, open your mouth and pray. I'm going to go to the hospital.
Jesus Christ.
Lift up your two hands. Dr. Messenger, please go ahead and lead those who need to surrender their lives to Jesus.
You need to make Jesus the Lord of your life tonight. You know that that is the fundamental in all that we have talked about. Maybe you are born again before, but you know that you have lived in certain ways. That if the rapture takes place now, you are not sure you are going to make it to heaven. And you want to set things right. And you also want to prepare the road for a godly marriage, a godly home, and a peaceful home. You are going to pray this after me right now. Lift up your hands. You need to pray that. You need to make your ways right with God. You need to reestablish your relationship with God. Let me see the hands up. Should they come out or they
pray?
Come, step forward here. You put up your hands. Come forward. Those of you out there at the overflow, come forward here. Come on.
Please come quickly forward. Yes,
you want to make your ways right with God.
Before we make the final prayer release.
Rededicate.
Give the Lord a big clap as a part.
Establishing your relationship.
Surrendering your life to Jesus. Rededicating your life.
You are not the worst sinner. You just want things to be right between you and God. Step forward. What of the hands I saw up here and over there? Come forward.
Don't stay back. Lord, I give you my heart.
God bless you. Come quickly.
Come. Just don't worry. Leave them. Just don't worry. Don't delay them.
Leave them alone.
Leave
them to come forward. Help them.
Leave
down.
Us to come.
Let them leave the step. Not the slice.
Have your way, Lord.
Come forward.
Everybody
quickly. Join us, brothers and sisters.
Lord,
yes.
I give you my Keep coming.
This is the beginning point of all that we have given God.
I want you to work on ensuring that the altar calls are jam. Keep coming, and make your way right with Jesus.
God bless you.
Everybody, see, Lord, I give you my heart.
I'm excited. Come forward quickly.
Keep coming.
Even if you are at the back of the overflow, come quickly.
Every moment I'm away. Come forward, leave them to come forward.
You are the one to step up. You step up. That's right.
So we have space. We are waiting for our brothers and sisters coming.
Every
from
time,
our,
let me make it.
And those at the back
call.
Of the hall.
And let's go. You are bound by an addiction. Please don't be shy. Pornography, bad movies, masturbation. These things can hinder you. You are bound by smoking, drinking, womanizing, prostitution, or fornication. You are bound by a lifestyle. Something you know God is not happy with. Smoking, drinking, marijuana addiction, crack addiction. Quickly rush forward and join us. Go again with the songs. I'll give you the count of 10. Join us quickly. 1.
Goodbye world. Stay in the world with you. Goodbye pleasure. Stay in the world with you. I'll be the first time. Don't go to waste the rest of my life.
Father, thank you. Right.
Pray this prayer after me and mean it from the depths of your heart. Say, Lord Jesus, Thank you for dying for my sins. Thanks for this privilege and this opportunity I have to come before you, to rededicate my life to you, Jesus, to be born again today, to have my sins washed away. Pray, Auntie, today I ask, forgive me all my sins. Come into my life. Be the Lord of my life. Wash away all my sins. From today, I will live for you, Jesus. I will serve you, Jesus. And I thank you because all my miracles and my expectations are established in you now, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
We pray for you today. We declare the hold of sin broken, the yoke of the enemy broken. Grace to live for God be released upon you. In Jesus' precious name. Say after me, say today, I reject every addiction in the name of Jesus. Every hold of the spell of addiction be broken off my life. Every taste for addiction and the centers of addiction, your power is broken over my life. Every memory cells of addiction be deleted from my brain by the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Addiction broken.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.